Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, Why Slow Breathing Helps Us Live Better. And this is a thought of my own. So, performing slow breathing is like creating healthy soil in your body. With it, latent seeds, which are common to every human, seeds of kindness, goodwill, forgiveness, and confidence begin naturally growing. And new seeds of wisdom you encounter are met with fertile ground, allowing them to flourish in your daily living. So to me, that is why slow breathing is so powerful. It cultivates healthier soil so that seeds can grow, and the ones that are right for you, for your body, will sprout, right? And others will just come and go and be planted and never be cultivated. So that's the power of slow breathing. That's why it's not just breathing, right? Why it helps us live such better lives. And with that, I will move on to the second thought for this week, which is switching channels in your mind. And here is a quote. You train your mind to do this by switching your attention just as you change the channel on your TV set. There are many injurious channels in the mind, negative channels like anger, greed, arrogance, fear, and malice. But for every negative emotion, there is a positive emotion, and you can learn to change channels. End quote. And that is Eknath Iswaran from Take Your Time. And so you can learn to change channels. And one way to learn, well, of course, breathing, right? By slowing our breath, we can slow our mind, helping us to change emotional channels as needed. But of course, a little PS to that idea is that we also can't overlook that negative emotions are part of being a human, right? It's natural to feel negative sometimes, but it's when they are significantly interfering with life or causing excess suffering in your life that changing them is necessary, and breathing gives you that tool. And with that, we will move on to thought number three. It is titled The Power of Loving Kindness Meditation. And here is a great quote. The research of Barbara Fredrickson, for example, has shown that practicing loving kindness meditation improves heart rate variability, baroreceptor sensitivity, and vagal tone, leading to an upward spiral of positive emotions. Simply by having loving thoughts directed at various people, you can improve your heart health. The positive thoughts release a cascade of electrical and chemical reactions in your nervous and endocrine systems that are associated with healing and cellular repair. End quote. And that is Eddie Stern from Healing Through Breathing. So controlling our breath, right, is usually easier than controlling our thoughts or our minds. That's why the previous thought about changing emotional channels, right? But when we do set aside time to deliberately have loving thoughts, the benefits for body and mind are profound. So that is my little nudge to you. If you feel, inspired after that thought, to go practice some loving kindness meditation. And with that, I will move on to the fourth and final thought from this week. And it is a fun one. It is just titled, Your Weekly Reminder to Laugh, parentheses, it's the most healing breathing exercise. So here are just four random quotes. I Googled around looking for funny quotes on laughter, or good quotes on laughter, I should say, to inspire you to laugh a little more this week, because it is the most therapeutic and healing breathing exercise. So here's the first one, quote, the human race has only one really effective weapon, and that is laughter. And that's from Mark Twain. Here's another one. I don't trust anyone who doesn't laugh. And that's Maya Angelou. Here's the next one. I honestly think it's the thing I like most, to laugh. It cures a multitude of ills. It's probably the most important thing in a person. And that is Audrey Hepburn. And finally, quote, laughter is the shortest distance between two people, end quote. And that is Victor Borge or Borge. So that is your inspiration to laugh a little bit more this week and get all of its healing benefits. And with that, even though I just gave you four quotes, this is the one quote. Let's move on to the one quote for this week. It is a great one, and it relates back to thought number three. Here it is, quote, "When the heart is at ease, the body is healthy." And that is a, from what I could find, a Chinese proverb, but you never know nowadays with the internet. Either way, it's an amazing quote, but it seems to be a legitimate Chinese proverb. But if I'm wrong, I apologize. But I hope that sits with you either way. When the heart is at ease, the body is healthy. And a good way to put the heart at ease is with some loving kindness meditation. And finally, let's move on to the one answer for this week. The category is cell energy. The answer is breathing supplies oxygen to the mitochondria, which produce this substance, creating energy that sustains life. What is adenosine triphosphate, or ATP? All right, that is it. That is why breath is life, right? I shared that quote, a quote about that last week, that scientific talk for breath is life, and that's just kind of a play off of that. But anyways, that's it for this week. Just a quick reminder that slow breathing is like fertilizing your soil. It's creating the environment for wisdom to sprout, you know, or characteristics like kindness and goodwill and just, you know, compassion, confidence, all these things we naturally have as humans that we sometimes forget. And when you encounter new wisdom, like from Eckhart Ishwaran or Eddie Stern or any other, you know, epic wisdom teacher out there, right? It allows them to meet fertile ground in your body so that they can grow and flourish. Remember to switch channels in your mind using your breath if your negative thoughts are getting too overwhelming. That is one tool that can help. Remember the power of loving kindness meditation. It's amazing. I do it every day. I've been doing it every day since I think December or January. It's phenomenal. And remember to laugh this week. It is, of course, the most healing exercise. As Maya Angelou says, I don't trust anyone who doesn't laugh. That's amazing. And that is it. Of course, I want to encourage you all to go check out breathlearning.com, the Breath Learning Center. It is my baby, right? It's my my favorite thing, and I just hope you'll check it out. Basically, just wisdom, breath science, and wisdom meditations for a better life. It's sort of like this newsletter, but way better. And well, I mean, I love my newsletter, but it's sort of like that, just a little bit more digestible, I guess you could say, and quick little daily wisdom meditations that you just read. Check it out. And it's really based on that idea of fertilizing the soil, right? Of doing a breath practice, reading a little nugget of wisdom to change your life. And over days, months, years, decades, I've been doing this for like 7 or 8 years, almost every day of my life. You know, it can really make you just more in line with who you want to be. Let's put it that way. It's not a method or anything like that. It's just learning and learning to think and speak and act in alignment with the person you want to become. So that is my pitch to you to go check out breathlearning.com. I have a pay what you can option. I literally lose money on it every month. I'm not out here trying to make a living. You know, I can't make a living off it because I just want to give it to people, as many people as that want it, right? So go check it out if you're interested. All right, I will stop now. Thank you all, as always, for listening. I will see you next week.